In our previous year, we began a discussion if and when that the halacha, as we learn in our Gemara here, Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, is that when one moves from a home, he may not take his mezuzahs. What is the halacha when may I take them, and when may I not take them? The halacha is that when moving from a rented apartment or house, the new tenant must pay the former occupant for the mezuzahs. As we learned in quoting the Ramah in our previous year in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph Yoredeya Sif Beis. It's interesting that the Birka Yosef there in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Katan Dalid says, if you look in the words of the Ramah says, Sorech L'shalim. The Ramah says one is obligated to pay. But the Ramah is quoting Rabbeinu Menoyach, and the Rabbeinu Menoyach doesn't use the word of Tzorech L'shalim. He says Toiv L'shalim. So, which obviously is a very significant nafkamina. The question is, what is the halacha if the new tenant doesn't want to pay for my mezuzahs? So there's a discussion about this shayla, and the shayla tshuva is Chelkas Yaakov, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Samach. And he, in that discussion, quotes the Rishonim and Achronim, this halacha, regarding this halacha, that the new tenant has to pay for the new mezuzahs. How much of an obligation is there to pay? And he says it's not clear that anybody could force the tenant to pay. Then he says, well, if the new tenant didn't pay for the mezuzah, why wouldn't it be called a mitzvah bava aveira? If the halacha clearly is, as the Ramah just taught us, that the new tenant should pay the old tenant for the mezuzah, so why, if he didn't pay, won't it be considered a mitzvah Habab Aveir? So he says a very nice pshat. He says the Gemara Masechta Sukkah speaks about somebody sitting in a sukkah gzula. So he says, what happens if somebody sits in a stolen sukkah? He says, when you think about the mitzvah sukkah, there are two elements to consider, he says. One element to consider is that on sukkahs, you're not allowed to sit and eat outside of the sukkah. That's one halacha. The other halacha is that every time, or certainly on the first night, when you sit in the sukkah, you're makayim a mitzvah saseh. So he says the situation by the mezuzah is very comparable. He says, yes, if somebody sits outside, if somebody is sitting in a home where there's a mezuzah that he didn't pay for, there's an issur to live in a home that doesn't have a mezuzah. You can't say that this person is living in a home that doesn't have a mezuzah, because the reality is that the home does have a mezuzah. Maybe he won't be mekayim the mitzvahs asay, but he's not being over anything. So in other words, that can't be considered that a mitzvah baba avera. So then he says that we also have to remember, as we quoted in our previous year, that there are many Rishonim Tosfos Masechet Shabbos and other Rishonim that are of the opinion that if I'm removing the mezuzah because I need it for my new apartment, then I'm allowed to take off the mezuzah. So he says, now we have competing considerations. On one hand, we need to be concerned, as our Gemara teaches us, that the removal of mezuzahs could create a situation of mazikim on one's family. On the other hand, there's a question that I'm going to take a serious financial loss, coupled with the fact that I am putting up the mezuzahs in another home. And the Paiskim, the Miches Yitzchak, says this. The Miches Yitzchak also has a tshuva about such a situation. It's in Shavu Tshuvas, Miches Yitzchak, Chelik Tes, Simin Kovov. And he always adds in another element. He adds in the element that if when I take off the mezuzah, the house I'm taking the mezuzah off from is a home which is going to be painted, or I'm taking off the mezuzah, so I have to take off the mezuzahs anyway, or I'm taking off the mezuzahs because I have to have them checked. So the halacha is that you're allowed to remove mezuzahs when you need to have them checked. It's interesting to point out, even though this is not really the subject of our current shiur, but I spoke to my Rebbe, Tzvi Goldstein, and he quoted an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if somebody takes off the mezuzah, he's living in a house, and he takes off the mezuzahs, so now my house remains without mezuzahs. So how can I have a house without mezuzahs? So he said, and I think that's what the Aruch HaShulchan means, that since when I'm taking off the mezuzah, Chazal were the ones that said the mezuzahs have to be checked. So they understood that when I take the mezuzahs to be checked, I'm not going to have mezuzahs. But they said it's okay. They said it's okay because that's what Chazal wanted us to do. So similarly, and Aruch HaShulchan goes on to say, interestingly, so if I remove my mezuzahs, to have them checked, what is the halacha regarding how do I have to make a bracha when I put them back on? So he says a very interesting psak. His psak is that if I put the mezuzahs back on the very same day that I remove them to have them checked, then a new bracha does not have to be made when I put up the mezuzahs. But if there's going to be more than a day in between the putting of the new mezuzah, in between when I take them off to be checked and the new, then I do have to make, a new bracha. Interestingly, Aruch HaShulchan, regarding the shaila that we are now discussing, may you remove mezuzahs if you're not getting paid, takes a very strict approach. And his approach is that even if you're not getting paid, you have no right to remove the mezuzahs. Which leads itself to another question. I have nice mezuzahs. And those are the mezuzahs that I would like to have. I saw the way Reb Moshe discusses the shaila. It's an Igros Moshe Yerodeya Chelik Dalid Simen Mem Dalid. Reb Moshe over there says that let's say I have mezuzahs that were written by a sofer, or he discusses a situation where I have mezuzahs that were written by a sofer who was my son-in-law, my father-in-law, who I can't even get those mezuzahs again from him. So can I make a petition, can I make a condition with him that I'll take those mezuzahs and the new tenant doesn't want to even pay for the new, those expenses mezuzahs. So he says, the halacha is that, let's say somebody ruined somebody else's esrog, and the esrog that I ruined was a very expensive esrog. So now when I want to replace the esrog, do I have to pay for an expensive esrog? So it's actually Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma that says, if somebody said Harei Eloi Oila, he obligated himself to bring a carbon oila, v'hifrish shor, and he set aside an expensive animal, u'bo achav ganvay, and a ganav comes and steals that shor, pot a ganvay nafshi bekevis. He doesn't have to give an expensive animal to replace it. So maybe that ought to be the halacha here by the esrog as well. As long as the person who stole my esrog gives me back a kosher esrog, maybe it's good enough. So he says you can't compare the two situations. Because he says, when somebody promises to bring a carbon, his obligation is to bring a carbon. So since his obligation is to bring a carbon, he brought a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need our animals altogether. But certainly nobody can make an argument, he says, that the value of an expensive Sefer Torah and the value of a not such a beautiful Sefer Torah is equal. And the same thing is regarding mezuzos. So therefore, he says, it could very well be that you can remove the mezuzos because you want to use the nicer mezuzah. And again, as I said, this is not only a question that the Chalkas Yaakov discusses, the Mechas Yitzchak discusses, the Gemara Moshe discusses. On one hand, as we quoted in our previous shiur, the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Birkei Yosef, who employs the concept of Loi Plug. And since he employs the concept of Loi Plug, it would seem that you can never remove the mezuzah. But since, as we quoted, there are Rishayim that say if you're going to put up the mezuzah in another house, moreover, as we said, you could take them down with the intention that you're taking them down to check and then put up another mezuzah in its place, the halacha is that the Pesach can take a lenient approach and allow you to do so. Even if the house is sold without its contents, if a house is sold without its contents, the mezuzahs that I'm now allowed to remove are still considered sold, and the buyer doesn't have to pay separately for the mezuzahs. When moving, as we said, the new tenant should pay for the mezuzahs. If you're moving a house that is going to be demolished, then you're allowed to remove the mezuzahs. Probably an argument to be made. Not only are you allowed to remove the mezuzahs, but you should remove the mezuzahs. When moving from a residence that will be rented or sold to a nokri, the mezuzah must be removed. A tenant of a non-Jew should remove the mezuzah when he moves. What happens if my landlord is a nochri, but before I'm moving, it was already leased to another Jew? So there, the Paiskim have a big shaila. It says, Reb Tovia Goldstein told me that it depends. If the other Jew is going to move in immediately, I should not remove the mezuzahs. But if he's not going to move in immediately, then he says I can remove the mezuzah. And the reason is, because our Gemara says that why, if the landlord is a nokri, should I take the mezuzah? Because the Gemara is concerned what the Nochri will do in how he will treat this mezuzah. So therefore, if the Jew is going to move in immediately, so that we don't have to worry that the apartment will be under the control of a Nochri who may not treat the mezuzah properly. But if it's going to be empty, so the concern that we have in our Gemara is very much relevant. Even if the next tenant is not a religious Jew, I should not remove the mezuzahs. When, as our Gemara says, if the landlord is an akum, I'm allowed to remove the mezuzah. So then the halacha is, I can remove the mezuzah without any question, and I need not put them up immediately elsewhere. If the owner of the house, I move from an apartment that's owned by a Jew, but he's not a religious Jew. So Rav Moshe, in Shail Satshuvas Yoridei Chelik Aleph Igros Moshe Simikov Beis, Kup Pei Beis, and the Chelkis Yaakov in Yoridei Simikov Nun Tes discuss the Shail. And they say, if the owner, the landlord, is not religious, but he can be relied on to make sure that the mezuzah is treated properly, then the mezuzah could be left. And I should tell him that if it ends up that the tenant, the new tenant, is a non-Jew, then you'll return the mezuzahs. If I can't rely on the landlord taking care of the mezuzahs properly, then the halacha is that I can remove the mezuzah. Interestingly, that the Sefer Mezuzahs Melachim makes the point that this entire discussion that we're having about payment and removing the mezuzah is only about the mezuzah. The mezuzah case is not what the Gemara discussed, and certainly I'm not obligated to leave the mezuzah case for the new tenant.